The canal through the mountain. 400 years, people dreamed of cutting a canal through Panama. Ships sailing from New York to San Francisco had to travel all the way around the southern tip of South America, a voyage of 13,000 miles through dangerous waters. But the Isthmus of Panama is only about 50 miles wide. If you could dig a channel through it, you could save months of sailing and thousands of miles. The French tried first. Starting in 1881, they deployed thousands of workers with steam shovels and dynamite. They had just finished the Suez Canal in Egypt, cutting through flat desert, and they thought Panama would be similar. It wasn't. The jungle was thick and grew back almost as fast as they cleared it. Rain fell constantly, flooding the excavations. The mountains were in the way, and the workers kept dying, not from accidents, but from disease. Yellow fever and malaria swept through the camps. In 8 years, about 22,000 workers died, and the French company went bankrupt. They gave up. The Americans came next, in 1904, and at first the same thing happened. Workers got sick, workers died. The project seemed cursed. Then an army doctor named William Gorgas realized that mosquitoes were spreading the diseases. Yellow fever and malaria weren't caused by bad air or jungle miasma. They were transmitted by specific mosquito species when they bit people. Gorgas set out to eliminate mosquitoes from the entire canal zone. His teams drained swamps, cleared brush, spread oil on standing water to suffocate mosquito larvae, and installed screens on every window and door. The diseases plummeted. Workers stayed healthy. And then the digging went fast. Engineers designed a system of locks, like giant water elevators, to lift ships up 85 feet to an artificial lake, carry them across the mountains, and lower them down the other side. In 1914, the first ship sailed through. The canal that had killed over 25,000 people was finally open. Not because of better digging technology, but because someone figured out the real problem and solved it. The mosquitoes were the enemy, not the mountains.